All I can say is praise God from whom all blessings flow. And it's a new day, people. It's in a way, it's a sad day because anytime there's like a relationship break, you know, it's kind of sad. It's going to take a while to, you know, but somebody's disrespecting you and, you know, drinking, hiding their drinking, and then you find out they're drinking. It's like, come on. My dad drank himself to death. I made my decision for my child. My dad drank himself to death. And I said, I will not marry a drunkard or a drinker. And I saw my mom being selfish. I mean, I saw family growing up. My mom smoked like a freight train. And I said, I can't even go over there because I can't breathe. Secondhand smoke's worse than firsthand smoke. Because secondhand smoke don't have the nicotine that gets stuff out of your lungs. So I couldn't even go out. Your clothes smell like smoke and everything else. People wouldn't go outside to smoke because they didn't really care about anybody but themselves, you know. And so I said I would never get married to a drinker or a smoker or somebody doing drugs. Anybody with any kind of addiction at all. And especially not somebody cursing. Not a woman. If a woman's cursing like a sailor, adios, I can't do that. If you see a woman cursing like a sailor, there's something going on in her heart. I mean, think about it. A man too. There's something in their heart because when you, out of the life and death in the power of the tongue. And I've watched this. I mean, I've been around long enough to watch characters. And so when they curse, well, who are they mad at? Who are they mad at? If they're doing a podcast, who are they mad at? Why are they mad? They're not right in front of them. They're just relaying information. They're trying to get you mad. They're trying to curse you, really. If you listen to them, when you cut off the podcasts that do cursing, and you cut off the people around you that have no peace, that are addicted to stuff, you have peace. And it's awful quiet. And if they call you, the ones who call you who have no peace, eventually you quit talking to them because there's no real love. It's not real love. Usually what's happening with a woman who's trying to get in your world, steal, kill, and destroy, control you, manipulate you, whatever, she doesn't really know you, usually, because she's not born again, and she doesn't really want to know you. Her agenda is her agenda. The world, the flesh, pro-life, pay your bills, move in and pay your bills. You would think they'd say, let's get married, but now there's women out here that say, just move in. They don't even care if you get married or not. And so, these women that really don't know you and don't love you and don't want to know you, and they pretend like they love, tell you, hey, I'm in love. You're everything. Really? Really? Well, let's just try the spirits. Okay, let's just see. Let's just try this out. How come you're interrupting me when if I'm everything, why are you interrupting me when I'm talking? If I'm everything, why are you driving reckless on the highway with me in the car? Why are you even driving? Why ain't I driving? Well, I want to drive. Okay, whatever. Why are you even driving a car if I'm in there with you? You should be passenger. I'm the man. And so, my first wife never drove when I was a girl. We drove to Florida one time. And about 8 hours in, I said, honey, I said, please, you got to drive. I can't do it. I'm about to go off the road. And then we finally got a system where I would drive half the way and she'd drive the rest. I don't know why I was doing that. I finally said, I'm not going back to that state. I'm not going that far anymore. Ain't no way. And if you don't have a good, if you don't have a good paying job, they don't want to be around you. It's always, it's always about money, and it's always about pleasure. It's not about sacrifice. It's not about enduring. It's not about anything that the present moment, living in the present moment, not living in the now, but living in the present moment of pleasure and drama and chaos and going here and doing this and running here, just like the Bible says. They run from house to house speaking things they all know. They have no inner peace. And the very ones that have no inner peace are saying, go within. These are the ones that are drinking and drugging. Go within. Well, why would I go in within when I have peace and you don't? And usually there's, I had a pastor that he told me he's dead now. The church has sold it. It don't even matter. He said, I was talking to him one time. He says, you know, 90% of the women in my church are on some kind of Xanax or Valium or something. I said, wow. I was in shock when he told me that. I was in shock in the church. If I didn't know some born-again women online that I've talked to, become friends with, sisters in Christ, if I didn't know them, I would think, by my experience in the 3D, that there's no, that women can't be saved. My experience in 3D is that women can't really be saved, because they're all in the flesh, and they're all in the drama, and they're all in the world, and they're all tied to this system. I really would have, if I didn't know these born again, and there was a lady in Florida, she ran a little refuge house for people that needed a place to stay temporary. And I know she was born again. But if it wasn't for her, it seemed like there was another person born again. A couple older ladies through the years that are older than me, like, you know, I was like 30 and they were like 60. And I've talked to different people. And some of these older ladies, I knew they were born again. But if it wasn't for just a few people online, few women online that are born again, and a few older women that I saw throughout the years, I would think that women can't be saved, because I haven't seen any fruit. They're always lying. They're always cheating. They're always got a guy on the side, and they're always taking some kind of drug or something because they don't have any peace. It blows your mind. And they always project it and blame it on somebody else. If you don't have any peace, it's on you. Why are you projecting it onto somebody else? That's why they can't be alone, because if they're alone, they have to look at themselves. And if they're always with somebody, they always got one or two men hanging on the side, they want to project their junk onto that man, right? And after he has enough, he's had enough, you know? He's done. Life is too short to not have peace. And if anybody steals your peace, I don't care who it is, your mama, your daddy, your kids, your wife, your coworkers, get them out of your face. If they steal your peace, TV, music, you don't realize it, but the music is stealing your peace. Cut it off. The TV is stealing your peace. Cut it off. Anybody stealing your peace, cut it off. Because peace is the litmus test, or the thermometer, that you need to be aware of all the time. If you walk into a situation and you lose your peace, walk away. If you don't have any peace, walk away. Now, recently, I hope this woman gets born again. I hope she gets right. If she did get born again, I'd probably marry her. But I'm not doing it her way. The woman submits to the man, not the man to the woman. And women this day don't like it, because it's all about money. It's all about money. I'm not even thinking about it, because I know that usually people don't get saved if they've gone enough years and rejected the truth, and they're saying stuff like, go within, go inside, get out of my face, you're a new age loser. And I know you're a drug head, most likely. Some kind of drugs of some kind. Get out of my face. they don't get saved. Because when you get saved, there's a transformation process, and you don't look back. You might fall a few times. The righteous fall 7 times, but he gets back up. But you never, never go back into darkness. And so these occult people who believe anything under the sun, some kind of occult teaching comes up, and they go run after that. Another occult teacher comes up, and they run after that. Occult means dark. They want the, they love the dark side. They actually worship the dark side. The devil. Now think about the devil. A spiritual being. A master deceiver. One of the archangels said, he wouldn't even argue with him. He said, the Lord rebuke you. Because the devil's a master deceiver. And so these people who are children of the devil are just like the devil, especially over enough time. Because wisdom's justified of her children, the Bible says. Wisdom is justified of her children. In other words, if God is God of truth, his children speak truth. If the devil is the god of this system down here, and he's a liar, his children speak lies. They contradict themselves. I am definitely going to do Uber tonight or tomorrow because I got off my game for 9 months, and it's time to get back. And if I would have been on my game with these rideshare people, I could tell a mile away who was a deceiver or not. But when you're just idle and you're just chilling and not doing anything, you're not really super vigilant, and somebody could try to get in the door, you know. And so I don't blame anybody else if I got not deceived but tricked for a season. It didn't take long, because here's something I learned. You need to do this. If somebody new comes into your world, you need to take notes. Now, if somebody you know that they're saved and they don't have ill intent, and you know these people, you don't need to take notes. You've talked to them long enough. You talk to them on the phone. You rub shoulders with them. You work with them. Let's say a new coworker comes in, is being all nice. Start taking notes, because they all have an agenda. They always have some kind of agenda. If they are not saved, they are psychopaths if they've lived long enough, and they're trying to see what they can get out of you. And I asked somebody this one time. I said, why? Why? They didn't really get anything. What? They might have got $5, or, you know, they might have got a ride somewhere. I said, why? Well, they just want any. They can just get anything they can get. They don't care what they can get. They just get any. They'll take anything. And I thought, that's crazy. That's wild. So when these people are trying to play you, these players, take notes. Because they're just players. They played the game so much. They're master deceivers. They've been playing the game. And if you end up dating one of them in an intimate way, you better go to the doctor and go get you some prescriptions. Antibiotics. Because these players, they're playing the whole world. And don't think it ain't happening. There's a young guy. His wisdom's above. His wisdom is so far up for his age, it blows your mind. He's teaching some of the other guys what to watch out for. But I promise you, these women players, if they're doing drama, you better run. Because they got like 3 or 4 guys that they're playing on the side. And it's all about money. They might say they love you. They're in love. They're in love with you. You're their everything. But they're trying to get your property or they're trying to steal your house. Steal your bank. They're trying to get money. And if they're not trying to get money, they're trying to move you in to pay the bills. And that's one red flag. You say, wait a minute. Let's slow down here. Wait a minute. Why would I move in with you without being married, you know? And I got my own property. Why would I move in with you? Something red flag. Selfish. No biblical discernment. You put on a good show, but now the mask is starting to crack. The psychopathic mask is starting to crack. It's starting to crack. I sold books online for 5 years. And I decoded for 10 years. And I realized that everything reveals itself over time. Even the false gospel that you can go within. They were traumatized by something in their family or in their life, and they went inside and got a demon, and the demon in them is trying to make copies. So this is why the narcissists try to traumatize you. And then when you finally say, I've had enough, they'll walk away. They already got one on the side because they already know that you're not going to, they already know the game. And then they're going to say, go within. What they're saying is, I traumatized you. Now live in pain, live in hurt, and receive a demon. And that demon, that Queen of Heaven demon, will comfort you. The Queen of Heaven. And this is why they all think they're Queen Bee. Because the Queen of Heaven, the demon that mimics its voice into a female, the Pythia demon, Python, the Python Pythia demon is trying to twist reality. The Queen of Heaven, the Mother Earth, Queen of Heaven. So the demon will change its voice into a female. To give them comfort for their trauma that they went through. Instead of running to Jesus and the body of Christ. Instead of doing that, they're trying to be their own God, or their own goddess, the Queen Bee Goddess.